This is Louise Halbert of the Halbert Butterfly Gardens in Sebastopol. I've lived here 95 years.
How old are you?
95.
Louise Halberg is the founder and central personality of the Halberg Butterfly Gardens. Louise's parents moved here 101 years ago, and she still has family in the area. Her 9 acres hold trees, pasturage, and what they are most known for.
Well, we could go over there and go around and then go by the barn. This is where my mother... This is actually how I got started.
Dutchman's pipe still grows in the garden where Louise's mother planted it almost 90 years ago. It's the favorite flower of the swallowtail butterfly.
And she put the pipe up there for it to go on. It is a vine. If she hadn't done that, I'm sure we wouldn't have the butterfly garden.
Today, the gardens are a nonprofit organization. They host a lot of school kids throughout the year, and they don't just come for the bugs.
In the spring, children would be able to see the life cycle, see the butterfly, see the eggs, see the caterpillar, see what the caterpillars really eat. And the other day, the 26 that came from Petaluma got to see the great horned owl and the baby owl.
Now, all kids learn about the life cycle of butterflies.
They get it over the internet, I guess.
Or from caterpillars raised in the classroom.
I don't like that because they send some kind of mush or something for the caterpillars to eat.
In the entryway of Louise's home sits 3 metal cages, each about the size of a computer monitor. Inside, she's rearing butterfly larvae. Halberg collects the caterpillar eggs from her garden and raises them inside to protect them from predators like wasps and spiders. Unfortunately, she's seeing fewer butterflies in her garden than she used to. The decline parallels a larger trend. Butterflies are dwindling for 3 main reasons: habitat loss, pesticides, and global warming. Aside from not using pesticides, providing habitat is a key way home gardeners can help butterflies, because they've lost a lot in the last 30 years.
So there's not just the loss of acreage of habitat, but also the loss of connectivity. A lot of butterflies travel along sort of corridors.
Frédéric Lavoisier is a biologist at Sonoma State University and part of the entomology outreach program.
And then there's just degradation of habitat where they don't have the right plants that they need, either for the caterpillars or for nectaring as adults.
Butterflies choose specific plants to feed on. If you want more butterflies in your garden, you can cultivate those plants. There is a catch, though.
Lots of people want butterfly gardens. Most people don't want a caterpillar garden.
But it turns out that a caterpillar garden isn't so bad. Louise's garden is a bit rough and wild in parts, but it's really beautiful, full of flowers and vines and even some unexpected plants.
Ours is just, you know, a lot of it is just natural, except we do pull a few weeds we don't want. We leave the plantain because the buckeye would use it to lay eggs on. The red anemone lays them on the stinging nettle, as a painted lady lays them on the thistles.
Weeds to us, maybe, but to the butterflies Louise loves, a nursery. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.